Welcome to Disrespect, exploring the stigma around disability, providing information and interviews to entertain and challenge listeners who care about, or care for, or may themselves have become someone with a disability. This week, Disrespect welcomes you with a revisit of our May 2005 interview with OCAP on the special diet program, the one the Liberals are trying to plug, a loophole, so you can't get it right now. Disrespect welcomes to the show today OCAP volunteer Sean Rainey from Toronto. Sean is here to talk to us about a new kind of help that OCAP is giving to people on fixed incomes. Sean, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
People will be interested to know that there is more income available. How did OCAP stumble across this and decide that it was useful for them?
Well, there had been members who had been actually getting this special diet benefit. We had been working on some other stuff around getting people everything that we can get them on welfare and disability, just because people just can't make ends meet on the 530 something amount that they're getting. You know, the average rent in Toronto for a one-bedroom place is $700-$800.
Right.
So, like, people are just not able to do it.
Right.
So it came up at one of our meetings that why don't we try to mobilize around this and get people this money.
Right.
And start talking to health professionals that were progressive and that would work with us to help people get this money.
So it's with OCAP members who were getting this benefit, and other members realized that on an income so low that more people might be qualified for a dietary supplement than they thought. How did the idea evolve to turn this into a series of workshops and get the whole 250?
Well, the thing is, just from the very nature of this allowance, the idea of the clinics, they're medical clinics. We need, just because the nature of the allowance is that you need a health professional, either a doctor
That's true.
A nurse practitioner or a dietitian, to write a letter for you, basically.
Yep.
Or if you're on ODSP, to fill out a form.
Mm-hmm.
To basically get a prescription to get food.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew that if we were going to be working to get as many people as this as possible, especially with the fact that there is a health professional shortage in the province of Ontario.
True.
And that people don't really have ready access, and also the fact that a lot of doctors don't have much class consciousness and aren't aware of what it's like to be poor.
Yeah.
We had an instance the other day with a doctor from Regent Park, which is a poor community here in Toronto.
Girard and Parliament,
There was a doctor in that community who said that they couldn't give someone's kid a letter saying that they needed vitamin supplements because she doesn't know whether or not kids need vitamins to be healthy. People are spending so much of their money on rent, so much on bills, so much on everything else that a lot of the time there's not much left over for food. People are relying on food banks. Like, the reliance on food banks now is the highest it's ever been, and the donations are so low. Like, the food banks are crying out for more donations.
It's true. It sounds like you had to find some empathetic professionals, some professionals who understood the consequences
exactly,
of living on a low income.
Yeah, for sure.
Where did you find them?
Well, there's doctors that are working with community health centers here in Toronto, at Regent Park Community Health Center, Queen West, Parkdale Community Health Center. And it's not every doctor or whatever that work in these institutions. It's some individual ones.
Yeah.
So basically, the thing is, if you're a health professional and you see poor people day in, day out, and treating poor people and the illnesses that poor people get, a lot of the times these things are related to malnourishment and related to bad diet.
Yep.
And it just makes sense that if you're going to take a preventative stance rather than a treatment stance, which health professionals, if they're doing their job, should, are going to recognize that people need to eat healthy to be healthy.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. And, like, the idea to get the full 250, that for us that was pretty much a no-brainer. People need as much money out of this government as they can get because they've been starved for so long. This has been 10 years since those cuts, and those cuts were drastic back then. And the prices of living have gone up substantially.
Yep.
And the welfare rates were raised a measly 3% by the Liberals because it was cut by almost a quarter. That's a when you're living on a poverty income, a quarter of what you're living on is a lot.
Yeah. Well, and especially if you say, you know, people now are only permitted assistance to move once every 2 years, and they have to live in a community where one-bedroom rates are $700 on an income of $530 for everything, clothes, shelter, bus tickets. I know that the percentage of the poverty line
that these incomes represent goes down the bigger the family.
Yeah.
The people living on 530 are the, may not feel like it, but they're the creme de la creme. The single mothers are getting the worst deal.
For sure. One of the good things about this special diet allowance is you can get the $250 extra a month for each member of the family unit.
I didn't know that.
So if you're a mom with two kids, you can get, if your kids are seen by the doctor and get the letters as well, that's $750 extra a month.
Now, is this only in Toronto? Is this in the GTA? Is this something that
this
you'd like to extend?
Legislation.
Or?
This is something that should be happening all over the province. There's groups all over the place that are trying to organize these clinics. There's some going into Ottawa soon. Kitchener's trying to organize them, Peterborough, Belleville. The problem that people are coming up against is a real lack of progressive medical professionals that are willing to give up their time and to devote that to the community to help people get this.
I see.
And there's also doctors that are afraid to do it, afraid that they're going to get reprimanded by the government or worse, you know?
So, in effect, the doctors are already feeling that they're more accountable to the government than the patients.
True, yeah. No, that's 100% true. Now, that's not across the board, right? Like, we do have some doctors that are really putting in a lot of hours with these clinics and giving up so much of their time to help people. But then we get calls from people who are like, I went to my doctor, and the doctor is like, I'm not going to give you this letter, you know? And sometimes even make derogatory comments about how the person should get a job or something.
Was there any fear at the time that by using the benefit in this way, changes to the entitlement might result?
There was discussion around that, and there still is today. The stance that we have to take with that is if the government is going to cut a benefit, as they have before, like Harris cut welfare by 21.6% back in 95.
More recently, the Liberals cut special needs benefits as well.
Mm-hmm. Like and they cut the community startup thing, which is for people who are moving or have a change in their life where they need to get materials for their living situation, such as furniture or bed or whatever, from once a year to once every 2 years.
I see.
You know, the Tories come in, slash it, do this great damage to communities all over the province. And what do the Liberals do? 3% raise, slap in the face.
I know.
So like,
and probably nothing else in the next budget. We're waiting to see.
No. Well, the Pupatello already publicly said that the government has no intentions on raising the rates anytime soon.
She must have been just told.
Well, you know, I know that they're incredibly pissed at us for organizing around the special diet stuff. So for us to worry too much about what the government's response is going to be to this is not really that, it's not that productive.
I got you.
Another thing, like when we did our first couple of clinics, we had people coming up to us who were like, you guys are going to screw this up. I'm getting special diet money right now and because I have a medical condition, and what you guys are going to do is they're going to take it away and I'm going to get screwed.
Isn't this what the government wants, though? They want us all fighting amongst ourselves. I mean, people with disabilities and people with medical problems and people who simply can't find work and single moms, they want us all to feel more entitled than the other?
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. They want us fighting over crumbs. And after talking to this guy, we realized that he was only getting $40 in the special diet. You know, come to this clinic that we're having right now and you'll be able to get the full $250. We can't fight amongst each other. We can't say, I want this and someone else doesn't deserve it. And everybody who's on social assistance needs this money for food.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the thing that we've got. The doctors that we're working with and the ones who have signed on to the letter are just basically saying you don't even need to really assess someone medically to know that they're not going to be healthy with the amount of food and the quality of food that they can buy on social assistance.
The doctors you've been working with have said that.
In the form? Workers don't have the discretion to go through what the letter or form from the doctor and pick and choose what they're going to allow you to have.
Okay.
Basically, there's doctor-patient confidentiality. Mm-hmm. Whatever the doctor writes on that note or letter, that's the word, doctor-patient confidentiality. And that's not to say that the workers won't try it. We've had a few cases where people have been denied certain items.
Yeah.
Mostly, it's a screw-up. It didn't seem like it was either... They didn't read the form right or something.
Oh, okay.
Or they say, after we called them on it. We've had a few people be flat-out denied.
Yeah.
Said that, and we've had we've dealt with that. And then,
how do you deal with that?
Well, OCAP has a 15-year history of dealing with welfare offices and being aggressive.
Okay.
Being a little loud, sending a delegation of 20, 30 people there to shake things up a little bit.
Right.
When people are getting unfairly denied benefits or whatever, right?
Right.
So...
It's a moral suasion.
Yeah.
Right.
Nowadays, all we have to do basically is call in and say, listen, straighten this out, and they'll do it.
All right.
And also, the fact is that we know the laws, and if they're breaking the laws, we can just call them on that.
Good.
That's like I said, that's not to say that a worker won't say, I want more information from your doctor.
Right.
Or I want you to tell me what these items are for.
Right.
And you don't have to tell them anything. You just say, doctor-patient confidentiality, none of your business.
Okay.
And they can't really do much more than that.
Good.
The thing that makes people so excited and so pumped is the fact that this is something tangible that we can work to get people. We're actually, without going out and having a demonstration or a picket where it's a lot of, you know, solid rhetoric and good demands but no results.
Yep.
This is something we're actually hands-on. Like, we're dealing with families. We dealt with a family. There were 7 kids and 2 parents the other day. We got the $250 for each of them.
Good.
So that's $2,250 extra on their check every month.
Fabulous.
And this is a family that was screwed prior to coming to our clinics. We're getting so much support. People are actually, their lives are changing because of this.
And now we'll take a short break with the blues.
Well, I don't exactly feel like it, but I guess I'll boogie with you a little while anyhow. Now, where we going to boogie at? Down to your sister's house. What they having down there? A boogie-woogie thing. Well, all right then. Let's go. Up now, don't do like that. I'm getting too old to wheel on the floor like I used to, but that watch this little lick I'm gonna put out. Play it, boy. Ooh-wee. That's what I'm talking about. Make them old basses cut up for me again so I can sass it with swing yours and I swing mine, and then we'll be trucking on down the line. Come on, you girl, don't go slow and back. I'm an old man and you're getting tired already.
And now, back to our interview in progress.
The catch-22 for this benefit is the government makes you get a prescription for food from a medical professional.
Right.
And there's a shortage of medical professionals in the province. People are having trouble accessing medical professionals
right.
for other health concerns.
Yeah.
How are people who are on social assistance supposed to even access this special benefit when they can't even get a letter from a doctor? The government wants you to jump through this hoop, which is an insulting, degrading hoop, to have to go to your doctor and ask for a prescription for food.
For food, yeah.
And people can't get it because their doctor just won't do it, or B, they don't have a doctor. So we've run eight clinics now. We've seen over 400, 500 people at the clinics, and we're answering, like, the phone's ringing off the hook at our office. We get the information out to about 30, 40 people a day.
Yeah.
People are going mad for this, like, and it makes sense, right? When people are that starved and that hungry to flock around this $250, it shows that there is a real, like, and people who are on assistance know this, that there's a real problem with how low these rates are.
Yep. One of the attitudes I've encountered, and social assistance professionals may not believe it, but the attitude is, no, I don't want to do anything that might smack of an unfair advantage.
Well,
and these are people who are being unfairly disadvantaged to begin with. Do you find that?
It's understandable to a certain extent, right? But the argument that I put up in the face of that is that, number one, there are things in this legislation that aren't necessarily for specific medical conditions other than malnourishment.
That's
like
right.
Vitamin supplements, bottled water, organic food.
Yep.
Those three things in there are enough to get the $250.
Oh, really?
A month. Yeah. Organic food is slated for $190 a month.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Bottled water is $30 and vitamins are $40. So that's over
$250. Okay.
And those three things are things that you can't really link to any certain medical condition that basically someone who's just suffering malnutrition from not eating a proper diet.
Yep.
And just the underhandedness of, okay, if the diabetic diet, if you're diabetic and you need insulin and all that sort of stuff and you need a special diet because of that, they'll give you $40 a month.
Yep.
I talk to people who are diabetics and this does nothing for me.
Well, it's an odd point of view for someone to disdain the diabetic diet on principle, mm-hmm. because the diabetic diet is a sugar-free diet.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, it's suitable for anyone who has mm-hmm. problems with sugar levels.
Yeah.
And that includes people with systemic yeast, that includes people who are hypoglycemic, that includes people with mood problems, with weight problems. So a lot of your recipients, I'm sure, are entitled to, quote, the diabetic diet, unquote, if they explain to their doctor that it's a low-sugar diet and why they need it.
Yeah. People who are living on these inhumanely low rates should not feel like they're pulling a fast one here. They should feel like they're actually able to get what they're entitled to, finally.
Right.
This makes up for the Harris cuts, almost. It was about $250 that it was slashed.
Wow.
With inflation, it's still not quite the Harris cuts, right? But this is a way that people can actually take back what was taken from them by a horrible, cruel government, and one that the liberals still haven't rectified, which makes them complicit in that act as well, and basically shows their true colors as well.
We've decried the 21.6% cuts for a decade now, but it's never hit home with me. I'm sure it's never hit home with the listeners what 21.6% means, other than a lot, until you say $250. Then you think, wow, you know, that's, for someone on that income, that's enormous. That might be a third or two-thirds of their rent.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an enormous amount to try and get back any other way. If somebody wanted to take your workshops in Toronto or wanted to access these workshops in Hamilton, what would they do?
Okay, the thing is, right now, when we have the clinics, which are right now admittedly few and far between, just because we're having trouble getting health professionals to continue to do them, because they're a lot of work, we just need more doctors to sign on. If more doctors don't start pulling their weight in doing this, then eventually we're not going to be able to do them anymore.
All right.
In Hamilton, I know that a few people from OCAP met some people in Hamilton around trying to organize clinics there. And also, I'm pretty sure there's a bus going to be coming from Hamilton to Toronto on May the 12th.
May the 12th.
What we're doing on May the 12th is we're going to have a march on the government to call for them to release this $250 to everyone who's on social assistance across the board, cut out this ridiculous requirement of having to get a medical opinion.
Yep.
We've got medical professionals who are signed on to this demand who are saying, we don't need to assess them, right? Like I said it before, like if you're living on these rates, you're not eating properly.
Okay.
You need this money. And doctors are like, stop wasting our time, government. Stop sending us people to get a prescription for this food. We've got other serious stuff to do. We don't need to spend our time filling out forms for people we know need the money.
Ah.
Right? So
if you can't get to a workshop, you could get to this bus.
Yeah, we're currently trying to, this is not anywhere near done yet.
Yep.
We're trying to see about setting up a clinic for them for the 12th.
Ah.
But we just don't know if it's going to be possible.
So maybe go to the OCAP webpage.
We put our clinics up on the page. Yeah.
All right.
It's from our website, which is www.ocap.ca.
Yep.
And there's a bunch of stuff you can download on there, including the sign-on letter that the doctors have signed on to, and more importantly, the tips sheet that was done up by some of the medical professionals at Regent Park Community Health Center, which is something people can print up and take to their doctor, which explains to them what this form is for.
Oh, good.
And recommends things that they can ask their doctor for, or the doctor should consider filling out, such as the vitamin supplements, the organic diet, the bottled water, and a bunch of other things.
So in lieu of a workshop, people have this help available on your site.
Yeah, so basically and we tell this to people who call about their clinics when we do have them, is if you have a doctor,
mm-hmm.
Go see your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
talk to your doctor, give them this tip sheet. If they need to, if they're not budging but are, you know, they can even give us a call, we can talk to them.
Yeah.
But hopefully the doctor or the nurse will realize that this makes sense and that people need this money.
All right, for people in Hamilton, very briefly, how can we ensure that a clinic gets enough volunteers to get started here?
The volunteers,
mm-hmm.
they're pretty easy to staff. All you do is you need to coordinate getting people in to see the nurse
mm-hmm.
or the doctor and get the forms, right? So it's pretty straightforward. All you need really is a roof and a little bit of outreach to let people know that it's going to happen and where and when it's going to happen.
So you're looking for a place and you're looking for some outreach.
Well, actually, the big thing is you need the health professionals.
So you're looking for the health professionals.
You need, that's the big step. You need to get a nurse practitioner or a doctor or a registered dietitian, or if you're pregnant, you can see a midwife.
Okay, so in Toronto, people can go to your website, and hopefully the flow of health professionals will be enough to keep these clinics going. In Hamilton, they can start looking for health professionals and get in touch with OCAP if they find people who may be willing.
Yeah, yeah. There are people working on it out there.
They go through OCAP.
Call.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll try to hook them up to people who are trying to do stuff on the ground there.
Maybe people who feel that what you're doing is worthwhile might even regard it as a fun outing if they can present their case to
yeah,
the government.
Hopefully, the thing is there's going to be a free meal. We're going to meet in Allen Gardens Park in Toronto at 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, it's really important, even if you're already getting the special diet, even if you're getting the full amount and have a good doctor,
mm-hmm.
It's really imperative that we push the government on this and make them release this to everyone, because it's like people in all over the province don't have access to doctors.
Yeah.
And for us to just get it for ourselves and not show some solidarity with the rest of the people who can't get it through no fault of their own is not cool. And we need to, it's about time that they raise these rates up.
Yeah,
and so we got to give them a little push.
It's a nice perspective on the lack of welfare rates.
So we want more money for people. We want people to be able to meet their needs and not have to beg and not get thrown out of their apartments and not have to line up at food banks where they're not going to get nutritious food. We want people to have their needs met, and under the rates right now, they're not. We just want people to get that money. When people across the province, like you guys doing what you're doing in Hamilton, when people learn that this is out there. Like, people have to spread this stuff far and wide. People have to know that this is out there, because I was at my welfare office this morning for an appointment, and they had this little note out in the room talking about eating nutritiously and
right.
full meals and all that sort of stuff. And in a welfare office, when they know people don't have money to do that, so I'm like, is this cruel? Are they naive or what?
It's patronizing.
And next to it, there's nothing there about the special diet.
No.
And my worker gave me this list of other benefits you can get. I'm like, how come the special diet isn't on this?
Yeah.
The people just don't know about it.
Yeah.
And once people know that they're entitled to it but can't get it because no doctor's going to sign their form, people are going to get pissed. And it's when people get pissed and start working together to push this government to release it to people, that's when change is going to happen.
Well, I tend to agree.
So, yeah, you should come out on the 12th. It'll be great.
All right, Sean, and our listeners should come out too. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what.
All right.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
At the middle of the show, you heard Lightning Hopkins and Lightning's Boogie. And at the close, Memphis Slim and the Dirty Dozens. Disrespect asks you to send us your suggestions for disability discrimination-related topics for interviews for the show. Please use email so that we can contact you for clarification or so that you can share with us any leads for sources that you may have. Our email is radio.stories@gmail.com. Disrespect is exploring a nationwide opinion poll from listeners about provincial politicians in support of people with disabilities. If you have a complaint or you have a kudo about a politician, please send it to radio.stories@gmail.com. We'll publish your anonymous opinions on the web so that people with disabilities can refer to them prior to the next election. Disrespect's interviews are digitally edited from live, telephone, or studio interviews.